Marcelina Rodriguez, Marcelina Rodriguez. 426.58. Today is 2/22/24. Chief complaint, neck pain, number 2, neck spasm, number 3. Top of the head hurts, number 4, earache, number 5. Pain over the lower thyroid, especially on the right side, period. Patient is a 65-year-old woman, originally from Mexico, recently got back from Mexico, had blood work done there for multiple medical issues, but she doesn't know exactly what it showed, period. In the paragraph, she woke up 2 days ago with this pain in her neck. Pain in her neck causing a spasm from the base of the skull to the attachment of the sternocleidomastoid, period. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, medication max suppressed half a quarter a day, surgery, cholecystectomy, last period, 25 years ago, no smoking, no drinking, alcohol, family history, no stroke, positive for hypertension, positive for diabetes, COVID immunizations, upgrade, allergy, none. Patient's weighs 154 pounds, 96%, 97.7, 16, 66, 120 over 55. Heart positive, swollen positive, 2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD or lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash. There's tenderness noted about the attachment of the sternocleidomastoid in the base of the skull on the right side to the chest, to front of the chest. Procedure, after consent was obtained, the both ends of the sternocleidomastoids were injected via lidocaine and dexamethasone. After the skin was prepped, betadine was used, period. Patient had immediate relief. Secondly, an x-ray of the neck shows severe spasm. There's also calcification of the thyroid cartilage and the hyoid bone noted. Sinus x-rays show no evidence of infection or pacification. Assessment number 1, neck pain. Number 2, musculoskeletal. Number 3, status post-injection. Number 4, hypertension control. Number 5, check blood work. Next one is check TSH. Next one is neck pain. Next number is... injection site is, there's no evidence of bleeding or bruising or hematoma at the injection site. Next one, we continue with current medication. Next one is we'll call the patient with the blood results. Next one is we looked at her thyroid ultrasound to make sure there were no abnormalities. The thyroid looks good on the ultrasound with no evidence of cyst or abnormality. Thank you.